Welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in contact with any advice, questions, good stories that you'd like us to chat about and share, then please, please do. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com and TikTok is amiebutler66, AmieButler66. I love reading all the comments and messages that I get, so please keep sending them. And my Instagram is also amiebutler96 and my DMs are always open. Welcome to episode 6. I'm with my anonymous friend. Say hello.
Hello.
Do you want to do it with a bit more?
Hello, I'm so excited to be here.
That's
better. I am actually excited to be here.
Thank you so much.
Don't worry.
We need the energy. Bring the energy.
The vibes, the energy, they're here.
Thank you.
From behind the camera.
From behind the camera, as always, one day, the day will come where you will announce to the world.
I wonder if anybody's like pictured what my face looks like.
I wonder if anyone cares.
No, I don't think anyone does, but like if anyone has pictured my face and it's like, when they see it, they're like, oh no, that
message
does
in,
not,
email in. Does what not, do you
does,
think?
Does not match the voice at all.
What colour do we think Anonymous Pal's hair is?
Oh, yeah.
And every week we'll add a new feature.
New feature.
And we'll build a picture of you and see if we get it right.
We'll see, yeah.
Because I don't know what you look like.
No,
I've
not
never
at all.
Seen you before.
It's completely anonymous. I'm actually wearing a hood, guys.
Like the traitors.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How's your week been?
Nothing interesting to report. Have you been on any dates yet?
I haven't been on any dates.
No, we've got time. It's okay.
Don't bring that up.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I apologise. Apologise in advance.
It's getting me in the heart, that.
It's fine. We've got a whole year of you going to date in school. A
whole year. 12 dates by the end of this year, minimum.
Very exciting. Maybe I'll join you in dating school.
Join me in dating school?
Maybe not yet.
I'll let you know what I learn.
Yeah.
So, I haven't looked at my comments again on TikTok, I'm not going to lie. But
are you a bit traumatised?
Yeah, a little bit traumatised. No, I do get really lovely comments, so please keep commenting if you listen and you comment.
It was quite hard to find. It was hard to find some of the dodgy ones in between all of the nice ones.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah. That's always really nice. So today I would like to talk about a specific topic of intimacy.
Oh,
I know, I've been wanting to talk about this for ages, but we always go on tangents.
We love a tangent.
We do love a tangent, but today's tangent is about intimacy and how, as asexuals, we view intimacy. And I think I've had way more thoughts on this than you have.
Yeah, probably. My thoughts on this are very limited.
Very limited. I've just kind of chucked the topic at you.
You have. You've just thrown it out there, which is fine. I'm sure, you know, I've always got something to say, but yeah. I might let you go first.
You're just going to vibe off
and just vibe off what you're saying.
Basically, because, I was watching Loose Women the other day and it kind of prompted this question that I do ask myself and think I need to talk about this on my TikTok. But then I always forget. And Loose Women popped up and talked about it again. And I was like, I need to remember this. So they were sort of saying how intimacy can be viewed and experienced in different ways. So I think as an asexual, I think that's really important because I think a lot of people, when someone says intimacy, they automatically think like intercourse or, you know, sleeping with a partner of any kind. And I don't necessarily think that is the only important way of being intimate.
Act, yeah.
Yeah, it's not the only intimate act you can have with someone. And I think you can be intimate with friends. It sounds weird, but with family, I think you can.
Yeah, but it's still intimacy, it's just a different type.
It's a different type, yeah. But also, and one that I think we're going to focus on is intimacy with a partner, but without the classic
sex.
Having
sex. Yeah.
I don't know why I struggled to say that. Sex.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting topic.
We were talking about like what we would find nice in a partner or what we were looking for in a relationship basically. And I think intimacy is really important to me. And I think things like cuddles. That's intimacy. Yep. Kissing, intimate kissing. they're two really, really important things for me. And then they were talking about on Loose Women, they said that the sort of intimacy starts from the moment you almost wake up. So maybe your partner brings you breakfast in bed, and mm-hmm. that's a type of intimacy, or cooks you dinner, or yeah, cooks you breakfast, I guess.
Yeah.
And or maybe they take you out somewhere really, really lovely, and you're sort of holding hands, and you're feeling that intimate, those intimate moments with each other. Maybe you are partners that like a bit of public display of affection. And that's your type of intimacy that you
How do you feel about PDA?
I'm here for it. Okay. Just don't shove it in my face. Do you know what I mean?
No, I hear that. But do you think...
I can see why people...
Do you think if you were in a relationship, you wouldn't care as much about seeing PDA?
100%.
Because you could do your own PDA.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, for me, it comes from a little bit of a place of jealousy where I'm like, stop doing that because I don't have anyone to do that with.
That's exactly.
And you're doing it right in front of my face. But I think that's not even necessarily, like, PDA. That's just kind of, just in general, there's certain aspects of, like, relationships where I'm a bit like, I want to sit across from someone who fancies me.
Yeah, like, you know when you see those really cute couple videos and things? Or, like, just messing around.
Yeah.
Like, that's super cute. And that's definitely something I want in a relationship. I do it with my friends already. It's just I would like that in a partnership.
It is different. I think that's what it is. Is you, like, from what we said previously, we do give a lot to our friendships, but it's different. What you give to your friendships and what you give to a partner is different. And what you give to your family is different.
Yeah.
So it's all different kind of areas of intimacy.
Yeah, like the way I would hug and cuddle my partner would be different. I would feel different, obviously, to the way I would hug a friend.
Yeah.
Even like when I spoon my friends in bed, it would have a different meaning, or it would feel different. It would feel more, I guess, I think it would feel more intimate with a partner, and it would just feel more close, even though with a friend it's so platonic.
Yeah.
And it's so special still, but it would just be like a different branch. See,
I think for me, like, I've with friends especially, not so much with you because we're like new-ish friends, but like I've backed away from physical contact with them because if I can just if I have this like aura around me of I don't like physical contact, then I feel like there's less questions about like relationships and stuff because they're a bit like, oh, she doesn't really like hugs and stuff. So then it's kind of like, it sounds like a really weird segue, but I'm just the person who's like, no, she doesn't like that. Like, that's not
who she is. Yeah.
So it's to avoid questions and things like that. But
I'm such a huggy person.
See, I think I am, but it's a secret.
Oh, that's so sad. Are you sad about that?
Not really, because I'm just used to it now.
Oh.
But yeah. I just think that I've backed away from... Because obviously, you know, it's like when you go out with people, you have this like asexual hanging over your head to be like, oh no, we're going to have to either talk about sex or have sex, or I'm going to have to tell you I don't want to have sex. And then that's probably, chances are, going to be the end of the situation. So if I go in with the, oh no, I'm not really a touchy-feely person, then I've already put that, like, that's like a shield for me, for them to be like, oh, she's not really touchy-feely. That's maybe why she doesn't do it.
What, with the person you might date?
Yeah.
You would do that? Oh.
And also, like, that's how it looks to friends from the outside anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I do. I like a little, I was going to say I like a little touch, but that sounds worse than I meant it to. No, I do. I like a little cuddle, like a little spoon.
Yeah.
But then that leads to more stuff for a lot of other people, and that's where I think my like guard has gone up to be like, no, if I don't show that I like these things, then it's not opening that door to be like.
That's why I love spooning my friends, or them spooning me.
I'm pretty sure you have said on this podcast, and it's one of my favorite things. I love cuddling my mum.
I do.
And I said, I'm going to get that on a t-shirt. Yeah. You are a very cuddly person, but like...
I cuddle them all the time.
We can just get t-shirts out of you. I love spooning my friends. Aww. I love cuddling my mum.
Oh, that's so sad. It's no lie, though. I literally had a little kitchen on the sofa with my mum yesterday. Mm. We do all the time. I'm a dad.
Yeah, but it's just...
I'm a nan. Oh, my nan. She's a babe.
Yeah, but like that's it. You're like, it's nice because you're very touchy-feely. But then...
I am.
Do you... I mean, I'm assuming here, but do you get the same, like, oh, I feel better now, I've had a cuddle with my mum, as you think you would if it was a partner? Or do you think, like, do you think that the cuddle makes you feel better? Or do you think that actually if it was a different person you were cuddling, it would give you a different...
It would give me a different vibe. I feel like my mum is a safe, like, place.
Yeah.
I think. Well, no, I know. I think I get, like... The feelings I get from cuddling my parents and things is like safety,
yeah,
and warmth and lucky.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean? It's true.
But with a partner, it would be more like, I think it would be more like we're together, like we're in this together, like it's a partnership.
And do you think that's like where the like together, attraction kind of. Could come through from like stuff like that?
Yeah, 100%.
Because obviously that's not sexual attraction anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just like is it physical attraction?
I don't know. I would maybe put that under like romantic attraction. Yeah. I also feel like I can tell if I'm going to get on with someone by the way they hug.
Mm.
Like, okay. I mean, obviously, if they don't hug, and I there's a high chance I'll still get on with them.
Yeah.
But if they're a good hugger... Like, I will be gravitated a lot towards them. For example, when I got hypnotized when I was younger,
I didn't know that about you.
It was the best thing ever. I used to really suffer with social anxiety. So for a bit, I used to have really bad anxiety attacks. And at one point, I just felt like I just couldn't leave the house for a bit. But basically, got hypnotherapy, and it was the best thing ever. But originally I was quite like, I didn't quite believe in it. And I was very standoffy and wary of the therapy itself. Because I knew how expensive it was. And if it doesn't work, that's a waste of money.
Yeah.
So I went to this consultation with the therapist. And I told her all of this worries and we spoke it through and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the end of the consultation session, she stood up and she was like, I'm a hugger. I like to hug my people, like my clients and things. Do you want a hug, basically? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I do really want a hug. Like, I can really do with a hug right now.
Mm.
And she gave me such a good hug that I was like, well, this is it.
I know this vibe now.
This is going to work.
Yeah.
Like, I believe in her and I believe that this could work for me. At the time as well, I was like, I want to try anything. Yeah. And if I'm lucky enough to be able to afford it, then I should.
Really, yeah, and especially if it works. So.
Exactly, yeah. So I think the hug was a bit of a deal breaker because I think before I just didn't trust her. I was a bit standoffy. I was very wary of her. But the hug just at the end just broke everything down and I was like, oh, there's something about a trusting hug. I don't know.
No. I tell a lot of
things about people, I think.
Oh, yeah, because the first time that we met, in the train station, as you like walked up to me, you just like opened your arms and I was like, okay, we're doing this. Because obviously at no point did I have
that.
I didn't have that fear of like, oh, she needs to know that I don't like to be touched, even though secretly I do, but I do it as a guard. There was no need for the guard. So yeah. I was like, just enjoy the hug. Decent hug.
Am I a good hugger?
Yeah, I think so. We had a little hug in the street before.
I hug everyone in the
You
street.
Do.
I hug, honestly, any moment. I love it when, like, one of my friends will hug me as well. Like, when I don't initiate it is one of the best things for me because I feel like I'm very much an initiator for the hugs. And sometimes I'm like, I don't even know if they want it, but they're getting it.
Yeah.
So if someone was to initiate it with me, I don't know, I like it. And it's a way of knowing that they want me near them. And yeah. It makes me like reassured and.
Yeah, see, I'm quite like tactile. Like, if we're doing something and someone just kind of is talking to me and they put their hand on my arm just to be like, I am really engaging with what you're saying or what you're doing. Or like, if like I'm like bouncing my leg because I'm like thinking about something and someone just like pats my knee or something. And I'm like, oh, okay, that person's there. Like, it's just, it is a massive reassurance.
Yeah, it's
thing.
Like, have you seen the Cynthia and Ariana?
Yeah. When things are emotional, they have to have contact. Yeah.
Yeah, it is like that. And I love that. And also, I think if I could, in a magical dream world, one day meet Drew Barrymore, I think I would just be like, touch me.
She just
please.
Touches everyone, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, and I'm so here for it. Yeah. And I know some people are like,
you do
that's
give
weird.
Me, you do give me Drew vibes. I feel like still if I was sat next to you on the couch rather than being behind the camera, you'd be like,
I'd be like touching your knee. Yeah. It's all right, babe.
It's okay. You're not anonymous anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. One day. No. Yeah. I really like. I mean, she's intense. To be fair.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, I get why people are a bit.
But
like,
she's also very, very single, and she talks about it a lot. How, you know, she goes on dates, but like she's not really finding anyone. And obviously, that's someone who, obviously, we don't know how everyone identifies.
I wonder if she's asexual.
We don't know how everyone identifies, but this could just be someone who is still experiencing what we're experiencing, but as a straight person, or she might be asexual.
And older, like older generation. Yeah.
Which is very interesting.
Drew, if you're listening.
You're welcome to come
get
on.
Get in touch. You know the drill. Yes. Come on the pod. I really want to talk to her now. I'm going to give her a cheeky DM.
So slide in. It worked for me. I got myself onto a podcast by sliding into your DM. So.
Should I throw her in a ball emoji?
Yeah, do it. See if she'll send you more.
No, but yeah, I totally get her whole, like, I get the touching, reassuring situation.
But it also links to, like, do you know what love languages are?
Mm.
It links, like, depends. You like one of your like higher priority love languages might be physical touch.
Oh my god, I did this with my friend I met in Bali. Actually, I figured it out. I can't remember. I think it was definitely physical touch. Maybe like gift giving. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I actually can't remember, but physical touch was like the biggest one, and I was like, I could have told you that without the test, but. It was a really interesting conversation.
Because what are
they?
There's,
really done it.
There's gift giving, acts of service. Quality time.
Oh, mine was quality time as well.
Physical touch. I can't really remember them all.
Yeah, it is interesting, to be fair. I don't know if you need a quiz to work it out, but
no, I think even before you do the quiz, you kind of know which ones are your like priority. Like for me, like I love giving my friends like presents and stuff. It doesn't have to be even be like if they go like, oh, that's my favorite sweet. I like make a note of it, and then I'm like, "Oh yeah, got you." Like I love doing that.
Well, my
that's one of my
sweet is. No, yeah, I totally.
But
I
what
do
actually
know
is your favorite sweet? Just out of curiosity.
Oh god, I'm such a sweetaholic. I don't even know.
So just a general pick and mix,
pick and mix, like the sugary ones.
Sour?
Like,
or
I used to love sour, but I think as I've grown up, I just like it, like a tamfastic-y vibe.
Okay.
But also just pick and mix in general. See, this is a deep question now. I'm really thinking about it. It depends what mood I'm in, you know.
Well, because I've got to get you a present for our Valentine's Day podcast date, so.
I do like a milk bottle. But it has to be the right kind of milk bottle. The ones in the Haribo mix, yes. But you know, the ones
do you not
with the
like
powder
the powder on?
Everyone.
Yeah, okay.
Just a bit like, okay. Is that needed? You know. I really like the blue and pink cola bottles. Mm. They're nice.
That's a bit of me.
Yeah, I like them.
Okay.
Oh, I really want to pick a mix now.
I'll put that in my brain for future.
Do you know what my favourite chocolate bar is though? And I figured this out in the last couple of years. A Whisper. Wait. A Whisper.
Nice.
ASMR. I love a Whisper. But my favourite thing to do at work, well, when I used to work in a bar, we used to have twirls behind the bar.
Do you bite each end and drink your hot chocolate through it? Or your tea?
No.
It melts the middle, it's so good.
I've heard that. I'm not a big hot drinker, but I used to love being like, oi, mate, give me a... And then I would twirl.
Nice.
Chuck me a twirl.
Nice, I like it.
No, I'd like spin it. Around and they'd know what it was.
But now you're on a Whisper.
Like, I love a Whisper.
Okay, I'll just...
It's just like a dense Oreo. Oreo? Aero.
Aero.
Gold.
It's late, guys, it's late. It's late. It's been a long day.
Yes.
Okay,
like
so I'll just I'll retain that for, you know, acts of service, gift giving, etc., etc. And you can think about your physical touch.
But yeah, no, No, I think intimacy is an interesting one because I think a lot of people do just put it down to sexual intercourse. I don't like... Why am I so immature?
yeah, but...
Yeah, and it's not just
people,
that.
Well, people say things like that, like, you know, I've seen it in TV. I've been watching Grey's Anatomy recently and one of the characters went, yeah, but were you intimate with her? And obviously they were just talking about, did you sleep with her?
Yeah.
So it's like when you use the word intimate...
Yeah.
It has the sexual connotations.
Well. They're like, how... like, do you enjoy intimacy? Or like, how do you be intimate with someone? And I'm like, there's so many different ways to be intimate with someone.
But I think people
who... It doesn't always have to be sleep with each other.
People who do have sex, that's probably how they... That's their like main way maybe of showing intimacy, whereas with us, because we don't, we've had to figure out our other ways of showing intimacy that we enjoy, because we don't enjoy sex.
Mm.
Or we possibly might, you know, at some point, like if you find the right person, et cetera, et cetera. But I think you have to find other ways to get that kind of feeling from a partner.
Yeah. But I think even with straight people, I think they need to be more open-minded with... Sorry, not straight people, allo people. I think they need to be more open-minded with how they view intimacy and what else adds to intimacy.
I do think, just from what you said, you know, when you said straight people then... I do think that gay people are more open-minded to it because it's like when people say, oh, well...
Or aware, even.
What lesbians do isn't sex. And it's like, well, it's sex to them, or their definition of sex is different. So I think it is more allo straight people who need to have an awareness of it, because I do think that gay people have had to... and lesbians have had to figure out intimacy slightly differently.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wish there was more people on the pod now to talk about this. Maybe when we get people on, we can bring it up again. I would love to know more opinions and ideas on how people view intimacy and what they class.
Throw it out into the TikTok sphere.
Intimate. Maybe I will.
And see if anyone knows anything. Because me and you, we just talk about what we think.
Yeah.
Every time we say we're not experts, but then we say something.
Yeah, we really need to add some more people to this conversation.
Yeah, join our gang.
Join the gang, guys. Join the gang. And on that note, I think that's a good way to wrap up episode 6. Thanks for holding that up. Holding up 6 fingers. So yeah, thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll be... I'm not going to... Coming in your ears next week. No, I'm joking. I can't be saying that. We will be at you with another episode very soon.